Chapter 1, Getting Started. Welcome to the Braille Companion. This revolutionary personal productivity system from Pulse Data International is designed specifically for people who are blind or visually impaired. This manual will tell you all about it. 1.1, Equipment Checklist. Carefully unpack your Braille Companion. Save the box and packing materials for future use. Check to make sure you have the following items. Braille Companion with a memory card and batteries fitted. AC adapter. Soft carrying case. Headphones. Braille Companion User's Manual in ink print form. Set of audio tapes containing this user's manual. Floppy disk containing the Keysoft files. Command summary in embossed Braille. You may also have chosen the optional floppy disk drive, in which case you should have a 3.5-inch floppy disk drive, a disk drive power cable. 1.2 Features. The Braille Companion is a portable, talking, personal organizer with a Braille keyboard. Its multi-purpose program, called Keysoft, is specially designed for people with a visual impairment. Keysoft provides the following functions. 1. A word processor called Keyword, which is powerful yet surprisingly simple to learn. Keyword has most of the features of an office word processor, including unlimited text insertion, search and replace, indents, block operations, and so on. 2. A 10-digit scientific calculator called KeyPlus. 3. A calendar, scheduler, and diary called KeyPlan. Your entries may include alarms, which will sound even if the companion is switched off. Chapter 1, page 2. 4. An address list manager called KeyList, which sorts your entries and allows flexible searching. Addresses can be copied into letters and telephone numbers can be dialed directly if you have a modem. 5. A communications program called KeyTerm, which lets you access the internet, bulletin boards and electronic mail. You may switch easily between these Keysoft tasks, which are fully integrated so you can transfer information between them. Keysoft has both forward and back translators, so a text document can be imported into the companion and translated automatically into a grade 1 or 2 Braille document and vice versa. The companion runs on AC power or batteries and retains information indefinitely even if the batteries fail. There are spoken or audible indications of battery and charger status. The companion shuts down automatically to conserve power and says where you are when you restart. The companion may be used as an external speech synthesizer for a desktop or laptop computer. Information can be transferred to and from another computer, such as an IBM-compatible computer or Apple Macintosh, specialized equipment such as another type of Braille device, or to an IBM-compatible floppy disk in the optional floppy disk drive. The Braille Companion has a one-handed mode for the keyboard, which makes it easy to use while you're on the move. 1.3 Orientation. The companion is firmly attached to its soft carry case. When you carry it on the neck strap, you may unzip the case and use the companion without it falling out. The neck strap may be unclipped if you're working at a desk. Put the carry case on a work surface, unzip it, and open it up. The back edge of the companion carries two recessed connectors. Position the back edge away from you. The battery pack, which is the thickest part of the companion, will be to your right. Chapter 1, page 3. A lid with an optional display screen folds down over the keyboard. To release the lid, press the slight depression in the middle of the front edge. Lift up the lid and tilt it away from you. 1.4, the keyboard. The Braille Companion keyboard is like a Braille writer, but it has 8 keys plus the spacebar rather than the usual 6. The two extra keys on the extreme left and right are for your little fingers. The left-hand key is called backspace, or sometimes .7, and the right-hand key is called enter, or .8. The spacebar is split into two. You may press either or both sections for a space. In this manual, key presses are described in the following way. The instruction press H means that you should press the dots for the letter H, which are 1, 2, and 5, and then release them. This instruction may also be presented as press dots 1, 2, 5. The order in which you press the keys does not matter. The character is typed when the keys are released. You will also encounter instructions such as press space with H. This means that you press the space bar as well as dots 1, 2 and 5 and then release them. This may seem very strange at first, as you will be accustomed to pressing the space bar by itself to create a space between words. In Keysoft, the space bar pressed by itself produces a space in the same way, but in addition, it's used in combination with other keys to obtain many Keysoft commands. Similarly, the backspace and enter keys may be used on their own or in combination with other keys. 1.5 Power. The power button is in the centre of the keyboard just above your index fingers. Press the power button once to switch the companion on and it will speak. Press it again and a short beep will indicate that it is turning off. Every time you switch the companion on, its operation will resume in exactly the same place as when you switched it off. If you're not sure if the companion is on or off, press the power button and listen for the switch on message. Chapter 1, page 4. Please note carefully that the companion will switch itself off after a period of time without keystrokes or speech in order to save battery power. This period is initially set at 3 minutes. If the companion turns itself off, it will not respond until you press the power button to turn it on again. If the companion says main battery low or beeps when you try to switch on, you should plug in the AC adapter. There are two sockets on the back of the companion near the right-hand corner. Locate the upper socket and insert the plug from the AC adapter. Plug the AC adapter into a wall socket. One short beep indicates that the battery is charging. If the companion makes no sound at all when you attempt to switch on, you should connect the AC adapter and then press the reset button, which is just below the power button. The reset button is slightly recessed to avoid accidental operation, so you may need to use the point of a pen or pencil to press it. 1.6 Speech Output. The speech loudness is controlled by a thumb wheel on the left-hand edge of the companion toward the back. Move it away from you to increase the volume and toward you to decrease the volume. There is a stereo headphone socket near the volume control on the left-hand side close to the back corner. If headphones are plugged in, the built-in loudspeaker is disconnected. 1.7 Keysoft Concepts. Learning to use the companion is easy because the software is very consistent. Similar operations in different parts of Keysoft are carried out in similar ways. Some of these concepts used in Keysoft will now be described. 1.7.1 Help Messages. At any point in Keysoft, you may hear information about the options that are available. To do this, press space with H, which is space with dots 1, 2 and 5. Keysoft Help is context sensitive, which means that you will only be given help relevant to your current situation. Remember to use space with H for help when you need it. It will not affect your work in any way, and after the help message has been spoken, you'll return to the point at which you selected help. Chapter 1, page 5. 1.7.2 Prompts. Whenever Keysoft requires input from you, a brief spoken message will indicate what is required. If you're unsure how to respond, press space with H. Where possible, Keysoft will offer reasonable default choices. If you miss hearing a prompt for the first time, don't worry. You can have it repeated by pressing space with R, which is space with dots 1, 2, 3 and 5. 1.7.3 Menus. Keysoft uses a series of menus to provide a quick and easy way of performing many complex functions. Each menu contains a list of options from which a selection can be made. For example, the main menu allows you to select the word processor, diary, calculator, and so on. The selection of items is described in section 1.8. 1.7.4 Exiting the current activity. Another concept used throughout Keysoft is that of exiting what you are doing and taking one step back to the previous option point. You may do this by pressing space with E, which is space with dots 1 and 5. 1.7.5 Automatic Cutoff of Speech. Keysoft gives detailed prompts and messages to help a novice learn the system. To prevent these messages slowing down an experienced user, speech is cut off automatically by the next keystroke. 1.7.6 Instant Access. You may switch from one Keysoft task to another with a simple key sequence. For example, you may switch from the word processor to the diary and then return to the same point in your document. 1.7.7 Braille documents. Keysoft assumes that you will want to create Braille documents, so that is the default choice. A Braille document can be directly embossed, and if you want to send it to an ink printer or another computer, Keysoft will translate it automatically into text format. Chapter 1, page 6. You also have the option of generating text documents directly. A text document can be printed and may also be sent to an embosser by means of the automatic translation feature. 1.8, the Keysoft menus. 1.8.1, structure. The entry point to Keysoft is the main menu, which contains 10 items. You may listen to each of these in turn and select one. When you've done this, you will generally be presented with a further menu. The system may extend to 3 or 4 levels of submenu. This structure is an important aspect of Keysoft. Items are grouped together for easy location, so a huge range of functions can be found from one starting point, the main menu. For example, if you start at the main menu and choose the word processor option, you'll be presented with the keyword menu. This contains the following items: create a document, open a document, emboss a document, and print a document. These all relate to word processing. If you choose to emboss a document, you'll be presented with a further choice of embossing or setting up the embosser, and so on. Now let's see how the main menu works. 1.8.2, reviewing the main menu. To start with, go to the main menu by pressing space with all dots 1 through 6, which is also space with F-O-R sign. Keysoft will announce main menu. To hear the first item of the main menu, press space. Keysoft will say word processor. The word processor is used to create or edit a document and to emboss or print it. Chapter 1, page 7. You could select the word processor at this point, but our present object is to review all the items in the main menu. So press space again repeatedly, pausing to listen to each of the 9 options in the menu, which are scientific calculator, diary, address list, communications, which provides internet and email access, file manager, which allows files to be copied and translated, etc., utilities, which is a group of general purpose functions, remote synthesizer, which makes the companion act as a speech synthesizer for other computers, keyboard learn, which helps you learn the Braille keyboard functions, serial number, and copyright announcement. The final announcement will be end of menu. Having stepped forward along the menu by pressing space repeatedly, you may step back by pressing backspace repeatedly. If you don't want to hear a complete announcement, you can cut it off and move to the next item by pressing space or backspace. This speech cutoff occurs at all points in Keysoft. 1.8.3, selecting from the main menu. When Keysoft speaks the option you want, press Enter. Don't worry about getting in over your head, because you can always back out of a selection by pressing space with E. When you've selected an item from the main menu, you will generally be presented with another menu, from which you may again select an item. To hear a help message describing your options at any point, press space with H. To return to the previous menu, press space with E. To go directly to the main menu, press space with dots 1 through 6. 1.8.4, speeding things up. At first, you may use space to move forward or backspace to move back through the menu items and select a choice by pressing Enter. When you're more familiar with Keysoft, you can navigate quickly around the menus by pressing the first letter of each selection. For example, if you were at the main menu and you wanted to go to the word processor and open a document, you could press W, then O. You may do this as quickly as you can type. Chapter 1, page 8. 1.9, a first experience. 1.9.1, general. Most people hate reading manuals. They would much rather just have a go on the theory that if the product is any good, it should be obvious how it works. If that's you, then this is your section. We'll go through 2 simple demonstrations. In the first, we'll create a basic word processor document, and in the second, we'll do an addition with the calculator. You should only need the simple commands that have been introduced so far. If you're not keen on jumping in at the deep end, don't panic. It's not essential to follow these demonstrations, because after this part, we'll revert to normal manual mode and describe in detail all the wonderful things that the companion can do. 1.9.2, writing a simple document. The aim of this first exercise is to write a very simple document with the word processor. To reach a common starting point, go to the main menu by pressing space with dots 1 through 6. The companion will say, Main Menu. To get to the word processor, press W. You will hear Keyword Menu. To create a document, press C for Create, and the companion will say, Folder Name, press Enter for General. Keysoft is asking which part of its filing system you want to use, and is offering the General folder. This is fine for now, so follow the prompt and press Enter. Keysoft will then ask, Document to create? You are being asked to provide a name for the new document, so braille a name such as Test. You may do this in Grade 1 as T-E-S-T, or in Grade 2 as T-E, followed by the S-T sign. Chapter 1, page 9. A capital sign is optional because Keysoft does not take them into account when finding documents. When you've brailled the name, press Enter. The companion will say, Top of document, blank. This means that you have created a new braille document and the cursor is sitting at the top of it on a blank character. You are now free to braille whatever you like. For this demo, we'll limit ourselves to Hello World. You may use Grade 1 or Grade 2 as you wish. Braille the first word and press space. The companion will say, Hello. Braille the second word and press period followed by space. The companion will say, World, followed by period. That's all we'll write for now. To show that the document really exists, try reading the last sentence by pressing space with dot 1. You should hear, Hello World. To finish this little exercise, press space with E. The companion will say, Exit, Keyword Menu. You'll be back at the word processor menu and your new document will have been automatically saved. If you press space with E, again, you'll arrive back where you started at the main menu. 1.9.3, trying out the calculator. You might also like to try out the calculator, which you can do without any extensive knowledge of the companion. From the main menu, go to the scientific calculator by pressing S. You will hear key plus zero. This means that the calculator is ready and the display is showing zero. If someone has previously used the calculator and the display is not zero, you can clear it by pressing space with dots 3, 5 and 6. Let's try calculating 2 plus 3. The companion knows that you're using the calculator, so you don't need to use any number signs. The numbers 1 through 9 and 0 are just the letters A through J. So first press 2, which is the letter B. The mathematical symbols follow the Nemeth code, so for plus, press dots 3, 4 and 6. Then press 3, which is the letter C. To calculate the result, press Enter, which in the calculator is the equals key. The companion should confirm that the answer is indeed 5. Chapter 1, page 10. To complete the exercise, press space with dots 1 through 6 to return to the main menu. 1.10, the Options menu. 1.10.1, General. Some useful functions are available wherever you are in Keysoft, such as in the word processor or the calculator or at a menu. These functions are grouped under the Options menu and can be used without losing track of what else you were doing, because after using them you'll return to exactly where you were. We'll discuss the Options menu now because its functions aren't associated with any particular chapter of the manual. You don't need to be at the main menu to select the Options menu. If you press space with O anywhere in Keysoft, you'll hear Options menu. This may be reviewed by pressing space or backspace. The Options menu contains the following items. Date, Time, Grade of Braille, Keyboard Settings, Review Voice, Next Appointment, Battery and Power Status, User's Guide, Insertion, Spell, Punctuation, Change Task, Speech Settings. This is a list of four items which will tell you how to adjust the speed and pitch of Keysoft's speech. The insertion item is announced only when it's appropriate to insert such things as the date or time. To select an item, move along the menu until you hear the required item and then press Enter. Alternatively, from anywhere in the Options menu, press the initial letter of your choice. This does not apply to the speech settings, which are discussed in section 1.10.6. Chapter 1, page 11. Selecting a menu item will take at least two key combinations. For example, space with O, then T to hear the current time. For really fast access, many items are also available through quick commands. These are key combinations using space or backspace or enter. The quick commands for the options menu are listed in the command summary, section 13.2. We'll deal with some of the items in the options menu now, and others will be introduced as you need them. 1.10.2, time and date. To hear the current time, press space with O, then T. To hear the current date, press space with O, then D. After either announcement, you'll be returned to your original place in Keysoft. You can also insert the date and time in a document, as described in section 6.7. 1.10.3, keyboard settings. The first of these settings determines how Keysoft speaks as you type, which is called echoing. Five further settings concern your choice of braille grade. Press space with O, then K for keyboard, and Keysoft will say, keyboard voice, currently words. The options are as follows. To turn keyboard echo off altogether, press F. To spell words as they're typed, press S. To speak whole words, press W. To both spell and speak words, press B. The default setting is words. If you're learning to braille, you may prefer the spell option or the both option. If you can braille quickly, you might select the words option or turn the echo off altogether. You may press the help command, space with H, to hear a reminder of these options. Press enter to leave the selection unchanged, or to select one, press the letter of your choice followed by enter. Keysoft will then say, preferred braille grade, currently grade N. Chapter 1, page 12. Keysoft needs to know which grade of braille you prefer to use. If you intend to use only grade 1, you should use the grade 1 setting. Keysoft will then interpret your input as grade 1 and reject any non-grade 1 characters which you might type by accident. If you'll be brailing in grade 2, then use the grade 2 setting, which can be used almost anywhere in Keysoft. This is the default setting. If you're going to use computer braille, then choose that option. To select your preferred grade, press 1 or 2 without a number sign, or C, and then enter. Note that while Keysoft can usually allow you to use your preferred braille grade, there are some situations where your preferred grade may not be appropriate. For example, grade 2 is not appropriate when entering only the first character of a surname to look up in the address list. In a few places, computer braille must be used, for example, when you're online to another computer in the communications option. Keysoft will tell you when it is expecting computer braille, and in addition you can find out which grade Keysoft is expecting at any point by using the grade of braille option in the options menu. This is discussed in the next section, 1.10.4. Keysoft will then ask you which braille language you use. The choices are as follows. For USA braille, press S. UK braille, press K. Australian braille, press A. This setting determines the way grade 1 and 2 braille is represented inside the companion and when it is sent to the embosser. It also controls how it is translated to text and vice versa. Usually this setting will have already been set for you when you receive your companion. Be very careful about changing it because files created in one language will not read or emboss properly if this setting has subsequently been changed to another language. The last three prompts in the keyboard settings relate to computer braille. If you intend to use computer braille as your preferred braille grade, then you should be able to answer these prompts. Otherwise, the use of computer braille is discussed later in this manual, and you don't need to worry about it here. Just ensure that the first prompt, "Do you wish to be advised when computer braille is required?" is set to yes, and then return to the place you selected the options menu by pressing space with E. 1.10.4, grade of braille. We're assuming that you have some knowledge of grade 1 braille, in which each combination of dots represents a single unique character. You may also be familiar with grade 2 braille, where the combinations have additional meanings. For example, dots 2, 5 and 6 are used for a period in grade 1, but also stand for the part words dis or dd in grade 2. This is fine for humans who use the context to decide what is meant, but it can cause ambiguities for computer software. If you're typing a document in grade 2 and you want to enter something which could be ambiguous, you can temporarily select grade 1 through a setting in the options menu. After you've entered the word or passage, you would switch back to grade 2. You might do this for a list of surnames and initials. Another choice when typing in grade 2 is to switch to computer braille, perhaps for a file name such as program.exe, which contains a period, or for an email address. If your preferred braille is grade 2, Keysoft will occasionally override your preference and force grade 1. This occurs, for example, when you browse the spelling dictionary. To find out which grade Keysoft is expecting, or to select another braille grade, press space with O, then G for grade. Keysoft will say, Braille grade, currently N. You may select grade 1, 2, or computer braille by pressing A, B, or C, or you may press Enter to leave the setting unchanged. You'll be returned to the place where you selected the options menu. 1.10.5, repeating an announcement. As we've already mentioned, you may repeat any Keysoft prompt by pressing space with R. To repeat the prompt with the important parts spelled out, press space with O, then S for spell. Chapter 1, page 14. To reveal the most detail, you can repeat the last prompt with full punctuation and spaces. To do this, press space with O, then P for punctuation. After either command, you'll be returned to your original place in Keysoft. 1.10.6, speech speed and pitch. The characteristics of the companion's voice can be changed anywhere in Keysoft as follows. For faster speech, press Enter with dot 6. For slower speech, press Enter with dot 3. For higher pitch, press Enter with dot 5. For lower pitch, press Enter with dot 2. There are 16 speeds and 16 pitches, and they change one step at each key press. A reminder of the commands is given in the options menu at the end of the list. 1.11, switching between tasks. Keysoft allows you to switch directly from one Keysoft task to another without returning to the main menu. You can switch between the word processor, scientific calculator, diary, address list, and communications. For example, if you're writing a document and you need an address, you can switch directly to the address list, look up the address, and then return to the word processor. You'll be placed back at the same point in your document. Switching to another task can be done through the options menu by pressing space with O and then C for change task. Keysoft will say task menu. Use space or backspace to review the task list and select one by pressing enter. Try this scheme now. Remember that if necessary, you can always get back to the main menu by pressing space with dots 1 through 6. When you're familiar with the task names, you can switch tasks quickly by a single key combination. Just press backspace with enter with the initial letter of the task. The letters are those you would use to select from the main menu. For example, to switch to the address list from any other task, press backspace with enter with A. End of Cassette 2, Side 3. Reading continues on Cassette 2, Side 4 with Chapter 1, Page 15.